You are listening to Concert Blast.
Broadway's dark tonight.
Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam.
Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans.
This is Ken Weinstein with the Bonnaroo Festival, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Sean Clifton from Tupelo, Mississippi, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Amber from Birmingham, Alabama, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Mike Riley. I'm from Massachusetts, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Shayna from Columbia, South Carolina, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Rob Benigali from Portland, Oregon, listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Amanda from Chapel Hill, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Kristen from Birmingham, Alabama, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is the Memphis Roller Derby Girls, and you're listening to Concert Blast! Woo!
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with
Mike Arnold
and Tom Thompson. Well, I'll tell you what, man, we got a great show for y'all tonight. It's one of those things that gets you thinking.
This is a geography lesson, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we're going to go through everything from the street in your neighborhood all the way to
countries.
That's exactly right.
One quick note about Concert Blast. Friday, May 4th, Concert Blast is going to be on the Rick and Bubba Show.
That's right, baby. We are going to have nothing but a good time, aren't we?
Yeah. What's that, Brian?
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I can do that, Rick and Bubba, because my voice is about an octave deeper because of my allergies.
That's true.
We are very excited about being on the Rick and Bubba Show, and we've been fans of theirs and listened to their program for years. We are elated, may I say.
Yes, we are, man. I think it's going to be a fun show, and we're just really excited about it.
I got to look up elated. Is that happy?
That's happy.
I think so. I believe it.
if you were to turn into the Rick and Bubba Show, we'd come on at 9:19 Central Time, is what I was told by Speedy, the producer.
All right. Wow, that's pretty dang specific.
Yep, that's right.
So I don't know how long we'll be talking, but if you're not familiar with Rick and Bubba, go out and buy their new CDs. Get on rickandbubba.com. That's Rick and, spell out the word and, Bubba.com, and check out their comedy CDs. Matter of fact, their latest comedy CD, it hit the Billboard Top Comedy Albums.
That's right. And if you want to get in touch with them, it's 1-800-WE-BE-BIG.
And if you don't know how to spell Rick and Bubba, Bubba, you can ask about every third guy from the South, man.
You should have probably.
About every third guy from the South, his name Bubba.
I was going to say, a lot of Bubba's out there.
Their nickname, man.
We also have a link on our links section on the right-hand side of concertblast.com. There's a Rick and Bubba link there. Just click that and go right straight to their website. But listen to them. They have live streaming on the website, 9:19 Central Time. Make sure you tune in to us, guys. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go through some of our favorite songs that are named after certain things. So you said you want to start off with streets.
That's right. One street that I like, but it's not actually a street. They call it an avenue. It's nothing but 157 Riverside Avenue by REO Speedwagon.
We're not going right up the scale. That's not ABC 123, but we're going to kind of work our way around that. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
Did Joss on the city bed, scooter searching for his groove. Seem like the whole world walking pretty and you can't find more room to move. Well, everybody better move over, that's all. Cause I'm running on the bad side and I got my back to the wall. 10th Avenue Freeze Out. 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
Yo, man.
So good song.
I used to love to watch Bruce Springsteen surf the crowd during that song.
Yes,
He did that during the River Tour. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Second song, he's out in the crowd, and he's just got a microphone singing out in the crowd and got everybody going, 10th, 10th, 10th. Man, it's awesome.
Fantastic, man. There's no doubt about it.
I was thinking, this is the one time I wish I had a seat down front.
Okay, Mike, what you got, man?
Well, I'll tell you one I like a lot. Is I just like rocking down the highway. The Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, baby. Slow it down a little bit. And this guy we saw not too long ago, and I tell you what, it really is a fantastic song, and it is a street, and it's Main Street by Bob Seger.
Unlike all the other ladies, she looks so young and sweet. She made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street. Main Street.
Yeah, too bad he was on Lower Broad.
That's true. He was on Lower Broad. Very good point there, Brian.
Well, here's another guy we've seen countless times on Together and Separately. That's Elton John. Ooh. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Well, if you're going to talk about the roads, let's do one more. Thunder Road, Bruce Springsteen.
Come take my hand. We're heading out tonight to chase the promised land.
I tell you another one that we sing a lot, too. One of my very favorites of all time, Rod Stewart, Gasoline Alley.
Growing old, running old, down to Gasoline Alley, where I started from. Going home, and I'm running home, down to Gasoline Alley, where I was born.
I love that song.
Did he ever play that?
Oh, yeah. He's playing on this tour, actually.
Cool.
That's love very that cool. Song.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But, I mean, I tell you what, you got to throw in this song by Joe Walsh, which is definitely Rocky Mountain Way.
Oh, most definitely.
I love that song. Guys, you ready to switch to cities?
Let's go to cities. Okay, we're in the cities now.
Oh, yeah, man. This song just hit me.
Okay, what is it?
We're digging way back. Deep Purple, My Woman from Tokyo.
Yeah,
Tokyo. I love how they say that, too.
That's awesome.
I tell you what, I don't know what city this is, but it talks about a city. It's one of me and Brian's favorite that we did see not too long ago, and that's Jet City Woman by Queensryche.
Oh, yeah, Queensryche.
Yeah.
Jet City reference to Seattle.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where they're from. That makes sense.
That makes sense, yes.
Okay. Now, I will have to say another one that we've seen countless numbers of times. Detroit Rock City!
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
I feel on time on Saturday night.
's why they put the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Exactly
right. Yeah, that's a good point there, Brian.
They were thinking about putting it in Nashville.
Well, but that's why they wrote the song Cleveland Rocks.
That's right. There's another one.
All this energy calling me back where it comes from. It's such a crude attitude. It's back where it belongs. All the little kids growing up on the skids are going Cleveland Rocks.
Oh, that's by Presidents of the United States of America.
And?
Ian Hunter.
That's right.
Go.
Mott the Hoople.
He's pretty good at that.
He's good at that stuff.
Put me on the witness stand, man. You'll get the truth out of me.
Oh, I tell you, this song made me an Elton John fan, and it's nothing but Philadelphia Freedom.
Shine a light through the eyes of the one.
one song of a town that we visited recently on one of our shows. On the way to seeing Joan Jett, we stopped off in a little town called Nutbush, Tennessee.
Yeah, baby.
Nutbush City Limits.
There you go.
Ike and Tina Turner and Bob Seger.
A church house, gin house, a school house.
We already talked about Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band once. We're going to talk about him again, because this time he's on the streets of Philadelphia.
I walk the avenue till my legs feel like stone. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. At night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia.
That's a good movie, too. Tom Hanks did awesome.
Hey, wasn't that a great movie?
And one of our favorite bands out there that really gets the groove going is nothing but Detroit Breakdown by G. Giles Band.
Music is blasting. We're having a ball. Everybody doing it right in the hall. Plaster is falling right on the floor. We're tearing it up. And that's for sure. Doing the Detroit Breakdown. Oh, Motor City Shakedown.
I can see Peter now dancing across the stage, jumping up
and
down.
Can't help but to be dancing with you.
Getting the crowd going.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys.
All right.
I mean, we can throw this together because it's two different cities, but it's the same band.
All right. What is it?
There you go.
ZZ Top.
All right.
Yeah.
LaGrange.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About to check outside LaGrange. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
And Jesus just left Chicago.
There you go.
There you go, man.
Where's he heading?
And he's bound for New Orleans.
That's right.
Yeah, Brian.
Wow.
No,
three cities in a row.
I do the nice part, man.
Jesus just left Chicago.
Now we're going back to our home roots here, too. One Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. No. Because I'm leaving.
And the second one.
Well, the one that Kenny Laguna talked to us about. The Love It Spoonful.
Ain't nothing but the Nashville Cats there, baby.
Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since age babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville. And they can pick more notes than
Nashville Cats is also our arena football team.
Right. And you know what? You can't forget about Memphis. The song Memphis.
There you go, buddy.
With Chuck Berry.
A lot of people have done Memphis.
Yeah, buddy.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
Now here's a song that we heard by an excellent band, even though it was put out by Led Zeppelin, but we heard it from Ian Anderson and Lucia Nicarelli, which is cashmere.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars to fill my dream. I'm a traveler of both time and space. To be where I have been. Sit with elders of a gentle race. This world is seldom seen. Talk of days for which they sit and wait. All will be revealed.
The song, not the sweater.
Be specific, right?
You can't forget about New York City. Guys, Mike's been there. I haven't. I don't know if Thomas has. But, I mean, there's a lot of songs about New York City. But we got a couple. First, it's kind of totally different artists. We got A New York Minute by
Don Henley. Yeah.
I'm not sure who recorded. Several people have.
What?
Foghat has.
Uh-oh.
Blues Brother has.
I know.
There's another Sweet Home.
Uh-huh.
Sweet Home Chicago.
That's right. Love Sweet Home. And we got Back in the New York Groove by Ace Frehley of Kiss.
Many years since I was here. On the street, I was passing my time away. To the left and to the right, buildings towering to the sky. It's out of sight in the dead of night.
City Girl.
There you go.
By
John Waite.
That's right.
In the silence, in the sirens, I pray her soul to keep everything underneath the skyline. From the east side to the west, I see the miracles in real time, and there's one I've loved the best. Just fly into my world, and I'm waiting for a New York City girl.
If we're gonna talk about fun time cities, don't forget about Vegas. Viva Las Vegas! Who?
That's right.
Elvis Presley!
That's right.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas.
Oh, and Leaving Las Vegas by Sheryl Crow.
Let's end up the cities with one big city, Los Angeles.
Oh, LA woman! by
the Doors.
The Doors, baby.
States now, gentlemen.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I'll tell you. I'll let Mike go first.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm going right. to say first.
I know what
we were talking
say.
About L.A., now I'm going to talk about California. And there's no other better California song than Cheap Trick's I'm a California Man.
Right down the street from where we live in Nashville, Tennessee. This guy is no other than Charlie Daniels.
Mount Juliet.
Hey, that's more specific. All right. And he's talking about the devil went down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
I heard Arsenio Hall once say when he was on there, "That sounds like a rap song." And if you think about it, devil went down to Georgia.
That's right.
Looking for
a soul to steal. Well, the thing about it, we're in Tennessee, so he's going south.
Well, I'll tell you, the next two songs, we actually have two bands, but they kind of have a common theme. First, you got Led Zeppelin, Going to California.
Spend my days with a woman of kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. I'm going to California with an aching in my heart.
Who else in California?
And then you got another one. Once you're in California, you need a place to stay.
Hotel?
That could be right.
Hotel California.
By the Eagles, absolutely.
There you go, man.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Sit you there in the place. Sit you there in the place.
About New York earlier. This could be the city, this could be the state. Depends on your state of mind, right, Brian?
There you go, man.
Billy Joel's New York State of Mind.
Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under the evergreens. But I know what I'm needing. Don't wanna waste more time. I'm in the New York state of mind.
Man, you know what else? When we talk about tea, what do you think about when you think about a state? When you talk about tea besides Tennessee?
Tea for Texas. Give me a tea for Tennessee.
Right. Yeah,
listen to Leonard Skinner do it now.
Yeah, baby.
Give me a tea for Texas. Give me a tea for Tennessee. Made a fool.
Well, I tell you, you're in the South. T for Texas, T for Tennessee. Texans will tell you it's Texas, period.
Yeah.
But you go a little bit east of Texas, and you're in Mississippi. And then there's a very well-known song by Mountain, Mississippi Queen.
I love the Mississippi Queen.
I love that, man. You can't help
that. When that riff first came out, I went, oh, my goodness, this is awesome.
And you know you cannot play that song quiet.
No, you
want to enjoy it.
That's right, man.
I have never seen anybody listen to the radio when that song comes on, does not crank that puppy up.
Yeah,
well, thinking of another cranked up song, and this is a Sweet Home.
In Alabama?
It's in Alabama, man. And I tell you what, man, you got to crank that up, too.
I tell you, Mike wrote this one, totally forgot about it. Neil Young song about the tragic happenings at Kent State in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. Ohio. Switch to the countryside of rock and roll.
No, where's the countries?
That's right.
Not the countryside.
That's right. But you know what? When you go into countries, you know, you sure don't want to walk, especially if you walk like an Egyptian.
Ah!
Oh. Nothing but the bagels, baby.
The bun waitresses take their trays, spin around, and they cross the floor. They've got the moves. Oh, hey, oh. You drop your drink, then they bring you more. All the school kids so sick of books. They like the punk and the metal band. When the buzzer rings, oh, hey, oh. They're walking like an Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say, walk like an Egyptian.
Is it me or Susanna okay to look at?
She's very tough.
She's finer than a toothpick.
I want to see his toothpicks.
Oh, man, you got to say that. Man, if you're going to talk about Susanna Hoff, she's finer than frog hair.
Oh, man. You know what?
Boy, are we
I'll
in the South or what?
Eyes anywhere she follows me. I'll tell you what, they make me belt.
Man. Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about where we were all born. Where were we all born?
All in the USA, baby.
Bruce Springsteen, once again, born in the USA.
Right on.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kicker took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog.
You gotta think about the country we live in.
Yeah.
Which is America.
That's right.
Yeah, so. What's one of the big things about America?
Women.
Oh, okay. American woman.
There you go.
They guess who? And?
And you think about America?
Lenny Kravitz.
American woman. Stay away from me. American woman. Mama, let me be.
What's American? Like, as apple pie?
American pie! Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, y'all come up with them.
I started singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie.
my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Now, you know what? Let's go back a little bit.
All right.
You know, we talk about Back in USA. You know what? There's another back song.
I'm back. No.
We're not talking about the saddle now.
Oh.
We're talking about.
What is it, Brian?
Come on,
I'm back in the USSR.
You know what? You don't know how lucky you are, boy.
Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way to paperback was on my.
Well, I tell you, not only the Beatles, but Billy Joel did that a little bit too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Several people's done that one, but yeah, but Billy Joel did a good job on that too. If you're going to rock, where are you going to rock?
We're going to rock in the USA. Who's going to bring it to us?
Mr. John Mellencamp himself.
Yeah, that's right.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
About living here in this country, in this wonderful country.
The man?
Mr. James Brown.
Living in America.
That's right.
You gotta get that ha in there. That's right. Ha and ha. That's right.
To watch him do that on Rocky, when you watch that Rocky,
these jerks out there,
man.
No, I like Apollo Creed with the hat, big hat on. He said,
Apollo Creed did that too. That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Any other country songs we can think of?
Hey, I got another one.
All right,
you know, how about Alice Cooper's "Lost in America"?
Yeah. Oh, man, let's stay in the region, okay?
Okay.
I tell you what, this is the only hit for this band. Wall of Voodoo, Mexican radio.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
I think that song got big just how quirky it was. There's something cool about that song.
Well, that was the beginning of the MTV phase, and that really made a good video. But one of my favorite Europe songs is from a band that just got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, R.E.M., with Radio Free Europe.
Brian,
Brian's got to say something, Tom.
He does own it,
okay, man. I got to talk about one of my all-time favorite bands again, and that is Rush.
All right.
Passage to Bangkok.
Meat and smoke in Lebanon. We burn the midnight oil. The fragrance of the gun.
right, but last but not least.
Okay.
Some bands.
Oh, names. You know we're going to forget these. We're going to forget these. You know we forgot songs already. You know that.
They're right there.
There's too many.
There's too many, and we probably did too many. But yeah, no. Okay, some bands real quick.
You got Europe.
Okay.
Asia. Boston.
Chicago. Come on, Brian, play.
Come on,
Kansas.
Brian.
Kansas. Ooh, Kansas. All right. Okay. All right. Hey, hang on. Brownsville Station?
That's about any state. You got that covered. I'm sure there's some other bands named after.
Hey, you know what?
Cities, states, countries.
But guys, tell us about some of this stuff, you know? Because all you got to do is contact us, concertblast@gmail.com.
That's all you got to do. Or send us a voice message.
Tell them how to do that, Mike.
Just get on our website, concertblast.com. Look on the right-hand side. Look underneath the vote button. And you will see a chinga, my chinga. Click that. Fill out your name and your email. Type in a text if you like. But record your message straight to us. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. Thank you, everybody, for sending us emails, staying in contact with us. And remember, we're going to be on the Rick and Bubba Show May 4th, Friday, May 4th.
Can't wait.
And that's going to be at 9:19 Central Time. So please get on there. And if you're not familiar with Rick and Bubba, get on rickandbubba.com. Look him up. And you will really like. They're very, very funny guys. Matter of fact, John Waite was telling us about how funny they were when we were interviewing him.
That's right.
We also have a link on our links section on the right-hand side of concertblast.com. There's a Rick and Bubba link there. Just click that and go right straight to their website. But listen to them. They have live streaming on the website, 9:19 Central Time. Make sure you tune in to us, guys.
Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba.
Anything else, guys?
Man, I tell you what, man. I'm sure we miss a lot, but you know what? I think that's good for me.
All right. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
And Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off.
See you next show. Yay! God bless you.
I wanna thank you for letting me be myself again. Bum 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 bum.